Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have the NBA draft coming up in just 4 days. It's going to take place at Barclays Center. God knows why. God knows why the Brooklyn Nets organization thought it would be a really good idea to torture their fan base by deciding, hey, wouldn't it be great if we have the draft in Brooklyn where the Nets could have had the number one overall pick? Where we wouldn't be talking about some kind of trade between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Boston Celtics. We would be talking about a coronation. That's what we'd be talking about. We'd be talking about how the Nets are going to take Markelle Fultz. They're going to build their franchise around them. Look at all these promotions. Markelle Fultz bobblehead nights. Sell the jerseys. He's the savior. He's better than Porzingis. You know, all that great stuff. None of that happened because Billy King is the worst executive in the history of sports. And by the way, I love Craig Carton. When Craig Carton says to Wally Szczerbiak this morning, I thought that was a very good interview. I enjoyed it. But when he says to him that Phil Jackson's the worst executive ever, I almost drove off the West Side Highway. Seriously? Is it worse? I'm not saying he's done a good job. I don't want to defend him. But have you heard about that trade that occurred between the Boston Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets? Either way, there's a draft on Thursday. And late Friday afternoon, it came out that the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers, and there were multiple reports from it, but I'm sure Woj had it first because he's Woj, and he drops Woj bombs all the time. But the report was out that the Sixers and the Celtics were engaging heavily on a blockbuster trade that would send the number one overall pick in the draft, which you very rarely see, from Boston to Philadelphia. And right as that rumor is coming out, obviously, you know why Philly is doing it. Philly's moving up to get Markelle Fultz. Whatever they think about Josh Jackson or Lonzo Ball or whomever, they identify the way most teams identify that Markelle Fultz is the number one guy on the board, which is fine. But the thing that went through my mind was, what is Danny getting? I mean, we know that Danny Ainge was able to pull off the coup of a century with the Brooklyn Nets, but what is he getting from Philadelphia? And if the reports are true, the Boston Celtics would get a slightly protected, it's slightly protected, pick that belongs to the L.A. Lakers. So if the L.A. Lakers won the lottery, Boston wouldn't
get it. So let's get back to this trade now. Okay, so Philly gets the number one pick. The Celtics get Philly's the third pick.
Correct.
And
this year.
Right, and then they get a future number one, which you're saying now is the Lakers pick.
It is the Lakers' first-round pick from next year. But here are the protections on it. Dare I say there are protections on a draft pick? I know that sounds crazy, Billy King. If it's number one overall, it does not go to Boston.
Okay.
But if it's 2 through 7, it goes to Boston, which, by the way,
so in other words,
it's
anything
likely
after
to be.
Seven, anything after 7, they don't get it.
After 7, they don't get. And if it doesn't translate to any pick, they'll get Sacramento's pick in 2 years. So either way, they're getting a first-round pick. But think about it. The L.A. Lakers, despite picking 2 overall, are likely to be in the lottery again. They're not trading for Paul George, which we'll get to in a second. So the odds are the Celtics may get that pick falling between 2 and 7. Plus, they have the Nets pick. So the Celtics may have 2 top 5 picks next year.
Danny Ainge is pulling off what Red Auerbach used to pull off all the time. And you saw this thing the other night. You see, you know, how he basically fleeced the Hawks to get Bill Russell. That's number one. Right. Rochester Royals, I guess it was, really.
Rochester Royals.
Right. Fleece them.
And the St. Louis Hawks.
And the Hawks
as well.
It was both
of them.
Right,
yeah,
both
yeah.
of them. Right, that's right. To get Bill Russell. Yeah, I believe it was the Warriors that he fleeced to get Robert Parrish. And then he also got Kevin McHale in a very similar way.
Right.
You see how he got Larry Bird in the days when you could actually draft future guys coming out of college. He actually had drafted Larry Bird when he was still a junior and had a year left of college.
Interesting phenomenon,
you know,
by the way.
Which you obviously can't do that anymore. But, I mean, it's amazing some of the stuff that Auerbach did, and now Ainge is doing the same stuff.
Well, let me ask you, let's get to it. Do you think this is a good deal for the Boston Celtics? You like this trade.
I do like it because you're still going to get a top guy in with the third pick.
Right.
You're getting a top guy with the third
pick. Well, you're probably getting Josh Jackson. Right. I think that's where they're going.
Whoever they're looking at, they're going to get a big guy with the third pick, right? Yeah, okay?
Yeah. Picking third.
And for all we know, that guy turns out to be better than the first pick. We don't know that.
Maybe.
We have no idea.
Maybe.
You know? And they're still getting picks down the road again. They're still getting number one picks because of this.
But here's the thing about it.
It's like endless number one picks for them.
I agree. But you can keep adding picks to your war chest. You can keep doing that. But eventually they have to become something.
I understand. Whether they're look at Philly.
Well, exactly.
They're a perfect example.
But here's my, I don't want to say it's a knock on the thing because I agree this could turn out to be grand slam home run. Josh Jackson becomes a superstar. He's a perfect fit. They re-sign Isaiah Thomas. They actually created cap room by the trade because the number three pick earns less money than the number one pick.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So this could turn, and next year they could have the number one pick again from the Nets and the number three pick from the Lakers. So I totally get how this could be brilliant. But here's the thing you got to ask yourself. If Markelle Fultz is the obvious number one player in the draft and turns out to be a superstar, turns out to be God's gift to the NBA, was it really the right deal?
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
No, of course.
And that's why I don't blame Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. They're going for it. They identified Markelle Fultz the way everyone else did as the best player in the draft. Now,
because I'll tell you right now, with all these high draft choices, they still got nothing as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they have Ben Simmons who hasn't played a game yet.
I understand. Embiid finally
Him beat if he's healthy.
He's finally playing.
And now they're going to have Fultz. They could have a great young core to build around, but they're all unproven, obviously.
Right, obviously.
I like it from Philly's perspective in that finally they're going for it. They're finally saying this was the process. Trust the process. Let's go. Because most of the time you get assets to then cash them in. Mm. They're cashing in the asset to trade up from 3-1.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
And for Boston, I get it. Because the Celtics look at it this way. Jackson's a better fit than Fultz, which is fine. I don't know if he means he's a better player. We'll see. And we'll see what Fultz becomes. But they feel Jackson's a better fit.
Right.
They re-sign Isaiah
Thomas. They probably go sign Gordon Hayward.
And they have more cap room to sign Gordon Hayward. And now, like you pointed out, they're loaded next year, potentially, if the Lakers pick between 2 and 7.
Yeah.
But I get it from Philly's perspective.
Yeah, I guess. I guess so. I guess.
The guy's identified as the best player in the draft.
I get it. I get it. I get it.
Now,
that doesn't mean he will be, but I guess.
Of course not. But here's what I'd love to see. The Lakers say, you know what? Forget Lonzo Ball. We're going to take Josh Jackson.
Wow.
So now what are the Celtics doing? Are they taking Lonzo Ball?
I don't know.
Are they taking De'Aaron Fox?
Wouldn't that be unbelievable? Lonzo Ball sitting there for the Knicks at 8. Oh, my God. That would be something else.
No way it happens, but...
What time does that start Thursday night, by the way? That's must-see TV.
The NBA draft? I think it's 7:30, if I'm mistaken. Or maybe the coverage begins at 7:30?
Maybe.
You're going to be glued to it, aren't you?
Oh, of course. That's the highlight of my basketball season. What else is there? I'll be glued to it at least through the 8th pick, you know, and see what they do.
Yeah. Unfortunately for me, it's a late night because I got to watch the two net picks, 22 and 27,
yeah,
I think.
Something like that.
Now, the other big NBA story is that Paul George has identified or notified the Indiana Pacers, which I appreciate. Listen, fellas, I'm out. I'm not re-signing at the end of next year. So now the Indiana Pacers are going to go sell him off. They're going to have a blind auction, basically, and say, all right, give me your best offer for Paul George. The problem is Paul George has told all his friends, I'm going to the L.A. Lakers. If you're an NBA team, do you trade for Paul George thinking he's just going to go sign with the L.A. Lakers next year?
Well, I mean, I think if you're, you know, it's worth a shot. I mean, you never know. Maybe you could convince him to stay.
Well,
you never know.
It depends who you are.
Right.
Right?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's not going to be the Knicks. We know that.
Well, teams like that, I don't think it's worth it. It's not worth it for the Orlando Magic,
the New York Knicks, the Brooklyn Nets. On the cusp of maybe being a championship contender, it doesn't make sense.
But if you're the Cleveland Cavaliers,
sure,
you have to do it. Now, Indiana may eventually, after shopping this guy around and realizing our dream of two number ones and a starter, because that's what the asking price may be, they're not going to get that. So is Kevin Love going to be enough for them to say, all right, we're going to build around Kevin Love, Miles Turner, and we're going to go from there? Is that enough for them? Because you know the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to be right on the doorstep, banging down the door for Paul George, because I think they're one of the few teams that would take the risk and say, he's not leaving. He's not leaving LeBron. He's not leaving Kyrie Irving. He's not going anywhere.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think, though, that it's worth a shot. Okay, if you think you are close, like you said, Cleveland,
yes,
why not? Maybe you could convince them to stay.
Do you think Boston should do it? I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you're the Boston Celtics, you have a war chest of assets. You can make the trade if you want to. They're the one team that at any moment could say, all right, we're going to take Paul George. But are you afraid that not only would Paul George leave you, he'd leave you for the L.A. Lakers, getting back to the documentary we're talking about.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of risk Danny wants to take?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or just sign Gordon Hayward and call it a day?
I think he's going to sign Hayward. That's Stevens' guy from Butler. I think they're going to go after him. I do.
Oh, yeah. No, I think so, too. And we'll see if Gordon Hayward leaves money on the table.
Yep.
But I got to hand it to Paul George. I actually respect this.
Yeah, because at least said him this is what I'm going to do, and gave him plenty of heads up to do something about
it. Yeah, instead of the games. Like, it felt like with LeBron leaving Cleveland, with Dwight Howard in Orlando, where he changed his mind every 5 minutes, with Carmelo Anthony in Denver, it felt like there were games being played. And if Paul George is saying, I'm not re-signing, and I'm very likely to sign with the L.A. Lakers, at least if the Indiana Pacers get it out of the way. And it sounds like they're going to move fast on this, and they're going to deal them soon, because I don't think they want this cloud hanging over them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see. It'll be interesting summer. When does the free agency start? July 1st?
July 1st it all begins.
Yeah.
And remember, even though they're not going anywhere, Steph Curry's a free agent. Kevin Durant's a free agent.
Yeah.
They both have player options.
They're not going.
Nah, I doubt it.
Come on.
No, they're not going anywhere.
But Steph Curry's going to Cleveland.
You imagine that? Veterans minimum.
Oh,
going
God,
to Cleveland.
Stop.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.